From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A major cruise line pulls out of St. Lucia over increased CTO passenger taxes.
We've had a lot of letters from cruise lines objecting strongly to the proposed increase. And the objections were so strong that it comes as no surprise that one cruise ship has decided to turn its objections into an actual withdrawal of calls.
But the CTO members stand firm.
We do not think the cruise ships can afford to withdraw from the Caribbean.
St. Martin's new status within the Netherlands Antilles to be decided in The Hague tomorrow, and the urgency for regional integration continues to be stressed in the wake of the NAFTA accord. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. One of the largest cruise lines operating in the region has pulled out of St. Lucia. The company, Royal Caribbean Cruises, cites the imposition of a $10 head tax on its passengers as one of its reasons. The head tax is a regional initiative negotiated through the Caribbean Tourism Organization. Royal Caribbean's decision was announced today through its St. Lucia representative, Fred DeVoe. He told me that Royal Caribbean's move reflected how other cruise ship companies feel about the new tax.
We have consistently been objecting to the manner, not so much the hike, but the manner in which the hike was more or less unilaterally introduced against the cruise ships without giving them time to prepare for this increase, which was, in effect, in St. Lucia, a 400% increase from $2 to $10. We think, we being the people at this end who've sort of gathered together to try to solve the issue in St. Lucia, we think that the cruise ships are certainly willing to make a contribution by way of a higher head tax, but this should be done more slowly by stages and not rushed through as has been the case up to now.